This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And thank you very much. Welcome. It is indeed the Ray Lucia program. That's me, along with my sidekick, Bobby Wooldridge. Hello there, Bobby. How you doing?
Doing great, Ray.
Got a great program. Steve Allendorf is going to be joining us. A little talk about real estate today and mortgages. Boy, I tell you what, I've been looking at these mortgage rates that keep coming down. If you haven't bought that home you've been thinking about or refinancing your home, you know, property values up, mortgage rates down. This phenomenon of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates back in December, what has it done to the mortgage rates? They've actually come down since then. We'll ask Steve Allendorf about that. And we're also going to talk about home prices and sales. So sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Revolution discussing REAL, and you know the rest. Real estate. All right. So reading Kiplinger this past week, housing is a surefire bright spot, they say, for the U.S. economy. Home sales recorded their best year in 2015 since the Great Recession, which began in 2007. Now, we have been talking about this since 2007, how, in fact, there would eventually be a shortage of homes. No one could believe that back then. But remember, new home sales were up 10.8% in December to a seasonally adjusted rate of 544,000. Those are sales. And what's important about that is when sales are going up, new home starts go up. And when new home starts go up, that's actually very beneficial to the economy. But let's finish on the sales stuff. December sales of existing homes increased 14.7% to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.46 million. The only homes not selling is mine. That's the way I look at it. I had a discussion with my real estate agent yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it has something to do with the stupid golf course that's having some financial difficulties, and they say that's keeping some of the buyers away. So it looks like I may be lowering the price. You want to get a great deal on a house, Bobby, just buy mine. All right?
So is it a buyer's market right now or a seller's market right
well,
now?
Well, that's an interesting point. I think it's both, because the buyers are able to buy more house because the interest mm-hmm. rates are so low, and the sellers are actually okay with raising prices in all areas except my neighborhood. So I think it really is something that if you're interested in buying, how can you not want to buy and lock in a mortgage rate for the next 30 years at about 3.75%? How can you not want that? And of course, this time of the year, we discussed this the other day, if you buy early in the year, you are going to get a bargain. You are going to get a bargain because prices tend to go up. Remember we said if you buy in June, you'll spend about 9% more on average than if you buy in January or February. Let's move on with this Kiplinger report as we wait for Mr. Alador, and we'll talk more about this with him as well. Home prices will continue to increase, they say, at a moderate pace. Now, this is Kiplinger's opinion. They don't know for certain. At a moderate pace, on the heels of a 5.3% rise in November after a 5.1% hike the previous month, according to fresh government data. That's pretty impressive. That's 10% in a couple of months. Portland, San Francisco, and Denver are posting especially high year-over-year gains. November saw another month of double-digit annual price increases. Miami, Seattle, and Dallas are close behind. Price growth also appears to be picking up in areas such as New York, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, and Phoenix. No San Diego in there, I'm sorry to say. Total housing starts. This is what I was alluding to earlier. Total housing starts are on track to reach 1.25 million units by year end, a 13% increase over 2015. Man, I remember back in the depths of the Great Recession where housing starts were below like 500,000. Now, keep in mind, this is enough to barely, if at all, cover replacement cost of the houses that have become dilapidated, torn down, destroyed to fires or whatever, and the fact that you have new people coming into the market. A lot of the youngsters, for example, that went back home to stay with Ma and Pa, who now have finally gotten a job, and they're out saying, you know what, I think I might want to buy a house. Bobby, I'm going to get married. I'm going to get a home. I'm going to raise a family. Those that already own a starter home are thinking about moving up. So the real estate market, at least in my mind, seems to be a fairly decent place for individuals to deploy their money, in particular if they're worried about the stock market. Remember, the stock market and real estate's a long-term game. You just can't live in your stock portfolio. So real estate becomes an attractive investment for those individuals that are paying rent. In other words, if you're paying a couple of grand a month in rent, figure out how far that couple of grand would go in terms of buying a home. I think you might find that in many areas, not all, but in many areas, you can buy a home as inexpensively as it costs you to rent a home, in particular, after you take into account some of the tax benefits and the fact you got to look at this thing from the overall perspective. If you have a fully amortized mortgage, a fully amortized loan, keep in mind that you will be paying down some principal at a 3.75% mortgage rate. That's substantially more principal that you'd be paying down in the early years compared to a 6% loan. So you have to take all of that into account. When you pay interest, you get a mortgage interest deduction. When you pay property taxes, you get an income tax deduction. You don't get to deduct fixing up the house. So in buying a fixer-upper, keep in mind, you'll be paying post-tax for those improvements unless you get a second mortgage. Now, remember, principal payments are never income tax deductible. Only mortgage interest and property taxes are. But when calculating your all-in costs, you have to keep that in mind, because if you had, let's say, a $2,000 a month interest-only loan, to make it simple, you don't get that paying down of the principal, but 100% of your mortgage payment now is income tax deductible. So if you're in a 30% tax bracket, a $2,000 a month mortgage payment gives you a $600 tax credit. So that's like real money. That's like paying $1,400 a month in rent. Now, again, you've got to add on your property taxes. Maybe your property taxes are another, $200, $300 a month and you got insurance costs, you can't deduct that. But sit down with somebody that understands this, because if you're sitting in a rental situation like Bobby Wooldridge, who's paying rent with five other slugs that don't shower regularly, Bobby, I have to believe that net after taxes, you might be better off buying a place. Well, you and Christina mm-hmm. buying a place, you're probably going to have to share in, you know, paying for it, two jobs, but you guys are both working. And that to me would make a lot of sense, especially if the prices appreciate. Now, talking about price appreciation, real estate on average appreciates at or near the rate of inflation. When you see these 10% increases, that is abnormal. That's making up for big declines in years past. But when you look at it over a 30-year time period, figure out what inflation is, and that's what you can calculate the price of appreciation. So someone might say, well, 3%, that's like getting a bank account. That's like buying a bond. That's right. But that's also assuming you paid cash for the real estate. If you have an 80% loan on that property at 3% and something, and the property appreciates, remember the appreciation is on the top line. So stick around. We're going to explain that to you. I've done it before, but I'll do it again just to help you out, because today we focus a little bit more on real estate, your own principal residence. We'll also get into real estate as an investment. So stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-582-8607. That's 1-800-582-8607. 1-800-582-8607. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors, not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
I do believe now may be the time in many areas around the country, including California, by the way, to buy a home. It's just a little trickier in California because the prices are significantly higher, not only in California, but New York and many other places. But I want to go through this for individuals. Maybe you've got a grown child living with you and you want to kick them out, and it might behoove you, Mr. Wu, to make a loan to your child to give them the down payment money so that they can go out and buy a place, because real estate prices are appreciating, and they've been appreciating quite considerably over the past few years. And for most of us, it's far better to own than to rent. I'll give you an example. Let's assume, just for the sake of discussion, a person was paying $1,000 a month in rental expense. That's post-tax, all right? Now, if they were to buy a place for $300,000, I'm making these numbers up, so just go along with me, okay? This is all for show. It's not for go. But if you have a $300,000 home, and Bobby can go find this $300,000 place, hard to do it here, but you can do it, you know, probably in Arizona or Minnesota or something like that. $300,000, most of the time you'd be required to come up with at least 10% down to get a decent rate. So I'm going to give you an interest-only loan. We'll talk with Steve about this in a little bit. But you can do like a seven-year interest-only loan. I'm going to make up the rate because I don't know. When he gets here, he can tell us. But let's say it's 4%. So an interest-only loan at 4% would cost about $900 a month. So you're spending $1,000 a month on rent. You have a $900 interest-only payment. But you got to pay property taxes. I'm going to say a couple of percent. So that's $400 a month plus insurance. You're now at $1,350 a month out the door. But you own, and you tied up $30,000 of your mom and dad's cash. You can borrow that from them. I would prefer it to be a gift, because when you walk into the mortgage guy, we'll ask Steve about this, a gift usually works better than a loan, because a loan, they'll have to calculate that in the loan-to-value and all that stuff, ratios. So again, we'll let Steve answer those questions. I'm just talking from a pure financial perspective. So which is better, spending $1,000 a month on rent or spending $1,350 a month on a mortgage and property taxes? Now, I'm not going to get into maintenance. That's a whole other deal. You might have to spend a little bit of money on maintenance each month as well. But let's just keep this simple. If you can deduct, remember I did the interest-only loan to make it simple, 100% of that interest is income tax deductible. So all $900 a month is deductible. All $400 a month, I think I calculated, in property taxes would be tax deductible. So $1,300 of the $1,350 a month would be income tax deductible. And if you're in about the 33% tax bracket, you're going to save approximately $450 a month in taxes. So it's going to put you at about a wash, isn't it, with renting, in my very oversimplified example. So don't let the cost necessarily, the gross cost, deter you from looking for a home. Okay, because you might find in an area, now I don't know where you would go in San Diego to rent a place for $1,000 a month, except for maybe I could rent you my upstairs, but I'm selling the house, so you'd get moved out fairly quick. I'm reducing the price, so unless you wanted to spend, well, I'll tell you off the air what I want, what I would accept for my home. Let's just say it's substantially less than what I paid for it. It pains me to do that, but as I've mentioned many times before, you have to look at things logically. I have not been upstairs, literally, truthfully, maybe once or twice in the last 5 years. I don't know, I mean, because I'm up there to shoot pool with the grandkids. Mm-hmm. But usually they come over, they go up and shoot pool, so I don't go up there, you know, out of sight, out of mind,
yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. I'm down in the kitchen cooking, because I love to do that. So why would you spend the big bucks on a mortgage and property taxes and Mellow Roost charges and golf course fees and all that stuff? I play golf twice a year. I can usually get you to buy my,
I like that idea.
You could do that.
Uh-huh.
So for me, downsizing makes sense. So in either event, when we talk about buying versus renting, it makes sense. Now, let's just move over to the investment side of this thing. You put $30,000 down on the property. As I said before the break, real estate appreciates, call it at 3% per year, about the rate of inflation. That's been the average for the past 50 or 75 years. So we'll use 3% appreciation. When one says, 3% doesn't sound that attractive to me because the stock market goes up at 10% per year. Yeah, it can also go down 57% like it did in the last bear market, but real estate prices can go down as well. In this example, you got to live somewhere anyway. So somebody that lost 25% back when the real estate market went down, that gained 50% in the recovery or 30 or 40% in the recovery, has broken even. And they still got to stay in their house, and their house may or may not have appreciated. And as I said, if they had a non-interest-only loan, you'd have been paying down some of the principal. But assuming we don't go through another Great Depression like we saw in real estate, assuming it's just normal for you, and you end up with 3% appreciation. Remember, you paid $300,000 for this place. You put $30,000 down. All things being equal, if you sold the house a year later, which you would never do, you would never buy a piece of property and expect to sell it a year later, unless you were a flipper and fixer-upper, which would never be me. But to put that in perspective, 3% appreciation on a $300,000 place is $9,000, notwithstanding costs to sale. All right, I'll get to that in a second. But $9,000 on a $30,000 investment. Remember, you didn't pay $300,000, you paid $30,000 down and got a mortgage. The mortgage is covered by the same money you would have paid in rent. So that's a wash. You got to live somewhere. So if in fact you got $9,000 of appreciation, you made a 30% return on your down payment money, didn't you? And that's where the money is made in real estate. Now, if you rent the place out to somebody else, you're using somebody else's money to pay that rent. Now, there's risk in every investment that you make. A little less risk when you're buying a house for yourself, because whatever money you're paying toward, quote, rent, you would have paid anyway. Most of the time, you'll pay a little bit more. Most of the time, you would want to calculate what the cost of sale would be on selling that principal residence. And it may take 8 or 10 years. Whether it's stocks or real estate, you still need to be in the game for the long term. But with rates where they are today, and property values coming back with a vengeance, now may be the time for you to buy a principal residence and maybe even the time to be thinking about jumping back in to the rental market? We'll ask Steve Allador when we come back. Where do you go?
Rock and roll. Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises. No anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, there's no question my guest can help and help you big time. Steve Allendorf, loanfinancialplanner.com is his website. You can get to him by going to Loan Financial Planner. 888-563-1070 is his number. I think after my last segment, a lot of people are going to want to call you because, Steve, I don't know if you heard it or not, I've been telling individuals that the Federal Reserve got real cute in December, raised short-term rates, and everybody was expecting everything to go up, but mortgage rates have come back down, very near record lows as far as I can see. This has got to be, with real estate prices going up substantially, we saw another great number in December, with prices going up and mortgage rates going down, this has got to be a good time to be buying a house.
Well, it gives you more buying power, and, you know, with rates going down. And yes, values are starting to go up. Purchase prices are going up. Even in the San Diego area, even with homes in the $600,000-$700,000 range, we're seeing multiple offers on the property. And what you need to realize is that if you really want the home, you need to either listen to your agent. If they tell you, for instance, I had a story on somebody that just lost out on an offer yesterday, a home they totally loved. Sales price was, I think, 680 was the 680 to 685 was the listed sales price, and the agent told him to go in at 700,000. He felt that based on the multiple offers, that's where they needed to be. Well, they stood strong at $685,000, and somebody else got the house. I did a breakdown.
How much rates did the house
go for? $10,000, $15,000? Yeah, $10,000 or
$15,000
more. Okay. If they had gone in with that higher offer, it would have been maybe $3,700 more on the down payment and only $50 more on the actual house payment. And with the tax deduction that they would have received, paying that little bit of extra interest with the higher sales price and the higher loan amount, that net cost per month to them would have only been between $35 and $40 to get the house of their dreams. So they missed out on it. They might get lucky and find something soon. But what if rates go up an eighth or a quarter point in the next month or two while they're looking?
Yeah, how much is that going to cost them?
That at a quarter point higher in rate, if they had offered the $700,000 and got it today, that same $700,000 would be another $50 to $75 more per month.
For the next 30 years.
Correct.
So here's the moral of that story. They're stupid. They're idiots because they didn't listen to the professional in the house. This is the thing that irritates me. You have someone, you hire a broker, all right? You hire a broker, you hire a mortgage person, and then you don't listen to them. You say, no, Steve, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to go online to XYZ Tree or something, Tree Loans or, you know, Rocket Loans and all this stuff. And obviously, you're not dealing in many instances with a true professional that knows how to get a deal done. For $10,000, they missed the house of their dreams. They're idiots. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so what's going to happen now is I've got to re-educate them again that if we get into this situation and we're off by about $10,000 or $15,000, show them the difference that if they wait and it takes another 2 or 3 months to find a house, and if rates go up, they're going to pay more if they found a house at 685 versus them buying the home that they really wanted at $700,000.
I saw a research paper the other day, and I talked about this on the air. If you buy a home in, say, January versus buying it in June, you spend 9% less. Because the closer you get to the summer months, the higher the prices go on average. So they've got two things working against them. Prices are potentially going to go up, and interest rates are potentially going to go up, and they're going to pay probably three or four times that $3,750 extra down payment and the $50 a month payment that they were just, that's income tax deductible.
Yeah, so what you're saying is absolutely true, is that you want to sit back, you want to get out of the whole idea of, did I do a better job, or am I getting the best possible deal in the negotiations? You want to look at how much you want that house. Is it worth what they're asking for? And the fact that where interest rates are at right now, that $700,000 home, you might only be able to buy a $650,000 home at the same payment 5 months down the road with rates that might be higher.
Who blew the deal, the husband or the wife?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
That's probably the egomaniac in the group.
Don't know.
Yeah. I'd do something stupid like that. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. So, I mean, I understand that. But this is why I'm trying to help everybody. Don't make a stupid decision. This is the time, I think, to lock in. What are mortgage rates right now? Are they under 4%?
Well, this is a good tie-in, because mortgage rates today are better than they were when the Feds increased the short-term rates, and the best I've seen them probably in about 5 or 6 months. So, again, and we're going to go over this, rates are not the same for every person. And that's one of the reasons why going on a website to check interest rates may not give you an accurate number of your particular situation. 30-year fixed rates with good credit and good equity in your home, 3.625. We were at 4% maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. 7-year to 3.25. And these are all with either zero or minimal points.
That's a 7-year interest only?
No, fully amortized.
Fully amortized, okay.
15-year at 3%. I've got a jumbo lender.
Why would 7-year? Oh, I guess you pay a little bit more for the shorter time period. Is that right?
The difference between.
So 3% for 15 years. That just sounds like it's an amazing deal.
It is, and to me, if you've got a lower loan balance, a 15-year loan is a good option to take a look at. Higher loan balance, sometimes you get locked in on that payment if something happens in your lifestyle and things change. On a $300,000 mortgage, that could be an extra $500 or $600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of taking out the 15 and doing the 30, even though the rate on the 30 might be 5/8 of a point higher, if you pay the 15-year payment as if you had done the 15-year loan at 3%, it may only take you 9 or 10 more months to pay off the mortgage. And you've got the safety net of having that lower mortgage payment.
Very good advice. Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner at loanfinancialplanner.com, 888-563-1070. He's the guy you want to call because he truly does evaluate your entire loan financial situation, whether you have credit card debt or automobile loans and all that. You know, I was thinking about that. A lot of people are spending $500, $600 a month on a stupid car payment. I don't know. For me, I like the idea of not buying the new car. I've done this myself personally because I'm driving a 7-year-old. I can't call it a beater because it's actually in pretty decent shape, but it's a Cadillac Escalade. And, yeah, it's not great on the gas mileage, but I'm saving several hundred dollars. And you know the kind of cars that when I was an egomaniac,
right.
I'm less of one now. And, you know, it's fine. I drive up to somebody's house, I don't care. In fact, they probably look at me and say, yeah, look at this guy, you know? He used to wear really expensive suits, and now check him out, he's in blue jeans.
Yeah.
And he's driving a 7-year-old car.
Well, you're still in the Cadillac.
That's right. but to me, having that loan paid off in 15 years just sounds so much better.
Well, yeah, and you have the flexibility of being able to do that. If the income is there and if you have a lot of disposable income that you're comfortable with. But remember, if you're at 3% on a loan, your net cost on that loan is what, 2 maybe,
yeah,
after deducting the interest?
Absolutely.
So do you take that extra $700 or $800 and pay it down on your mortgage, or do you invest that in the market and get a better return on your money?
Well, assuming you do get a better return on your money, a lot of people don't. A lot of people speculate in the market and don't get a better
return. As long as those people go to a good financial planner and or understand how to properly invest their money so that they're not going to lose money and get a better return.
Okay, so that brings me to the interest-only loan that I was talking about. I did it just for illustrative purposes because it's all deductible, as you know. How much am I going to spend on a 7-year interest-only loan?
I locked in a borrower with cash out and loan to value above 80% yesterday at 3.3.
Golly,
if you were doing rate and term and not, and your loan to value was below 75%, 3.1 on an interest only. Loan amounts, I think, up to $1 million to $1.5 million.
That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That is an unbelievable deal. Because most people don't stay in their house for 7 years anyway. So for, you know, a starter home, or if you're in your mid-50s or early 60s and thinking, hey, I want to live in this really sweet place for the next 7-8 years, then I'm willing to sell it and move on to who knows where. That's a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
You the cost at 3.1%?
The loan amount was $700,000 that we locked in, and the payment was $1,968 per month. At 3.3 interest
only. $2,500 a month, you can own $1 million mortgage. That's
amazing.
Pretty amazing. Pretty darn amazing. Steve Allador, loanfinancialplanner.com, 888-563-1070. Thank you, Steve Marino. Great job. Appreciate it. We'll be back.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
Little kink in the armor there. Bobby Wooldridge, are you ready to buy a house now?
You know what? We did some calculations earlier in the show, and by we, I mean you did some calculations earlier in the show, and they really weren't that far off. I know you're just kind of pulling numbers and said these are just estimates.
Well, you'd have to double them for San Diego prices. Well, I was using, you know, like Florida prices.
Well, you know, it actually wasn't that far off for what I'm looking for, 2-3-bedroom houses, single-family homes, and yeah, the mortgage, estimated mortgage is around, you know, $1,200, $1,500 a month, and what I'm paying rent right now for a one-bedroom splitting five ways.
With a bunch of smelly guys.
Yeah, it's still, you know, $1,000, $1,100 a month.
Yeah, but you won't have kegger parties every week.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to ask the bride-to-be if we can still have kegger parties.
You can have a man cave? She's going to give you a man cave? I don't think so.
Well, she can still clean up after. I want her to be invited. Just kidding.
Oh, boy, you're in trouble now.
Just kidding.
I don't think she's going to let you do it.
No, I don't think so either.
I've met her several times. And she's very quiet and very conservative. I just don't see her as the kind of wife that's going to say, yeah, let's bring the guys over and pop some beers. I just don't see that.
No.
Kind of like Jeannie.
You know? I think you're right.
She never let me do man cave stuff.
No.
And it was okay. It was okay. Welcome back, folks. Real quick. Now, Bobby, I was kind of teasing Steve because I really don't like the 15-year loans. What I loved was that 7-year interest only deal where you get 3.1 or 3.3, whatever he said, percent. I mean, think about that. For somebody like you in a price range, what are you looking at, 4, 450, something like that? So if you could hit the old man up for $40,000, you could buy a $400,000 place, $360,000, you're talking about, I don't know what that number is, but it's not very much.
No.
At a 3% loan, you're talking about $1,000 a month. I mean, $1,000 a month is less than what you're paying for rent.
Yep.
And you get yourself a $400,000 place. You just need to come up with the down payment. Now, the negative on that, somebody's going to say, yeah, but you're not paying down any principal. Well, you just take the money you would have been spending on principal and you bank it. You put it somewhere else. Whether you I would get the double dip. I'd take that extra money and put it in the 401k plan. So if you saved $1,000 a month, you put that $1,000 a month into the 401k plan, and that's deductible too.
Mm-hmm.
So now everything you're spending is income tax deductible. Your mortgage interest, the extra money you would have spent or saved, you put it in the 401k. 7 years from now, all right, you have a fully amortized loan. Do you think Bobby Wooldridge is going to be making more money 7 years from now than he and his lovely bride-to-be are making today? I sure as heck hope so. And if not, he put $1,000 a month into the 401k plan for the next 5 years. It got a chance to grow a little bit. And if he got into trouble, he could always borrow $50,000 out of his 401k to help him out while he sells the house and walks away from it. Time for emails?
Let's do it.
All right, let's start with, for whatever reason, I skipped the whole email segment yesterday because I got off on some kind of a tangent.
You're fired up.
Evan in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Ray. I love the show. Thank you there, buddy. I'm 60 and have a universal life policy that I got 30 years ago. The annual premium is about $1K. I don't need the coverage and I could use the extra money. Is it worth keeping the policy or should I just let the policy lapse? Well, there's another option. You can take paid up on the policy, keep a lower amount of the face amount that's fully paid up forever so you don't have to pay another premium. That paid up insurance, the cash value of which would still continue to grow probably at a higher rate than you'd have it in the bank. So that's probably what I would lean on doing. If you let the policy lapse, the premium is going to, you know, basically come out of the cash value. So you're going to be spending your own savings money to keep the policy afloat. So I would not do that. You need the cash flow. So by paying up the policy, taking a reduced paid up amount, you no longer have to pay the $1,000 a month premium. That puts $83 a month or whatever the number is in your pocket. And the reduced paid up maintains the cash value where it is today, still earning some amount of interest. So that's what I would do. That is Evan. Tyler in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Ray. I'm 34 and I make $90K a year. Wow, nice job. And I've been maxing out my 401k and Roth IRA for 3 years. I also have a trust set up that I want to push to 100K by the end of the year. Wow. So I have an emergency fund for the rest of my life. What do you think of my plan? And what would you do if you were in my situation? Well, I think your plan's great, first off. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job. I probably wouldn't have an emergency fund of $100,000. I've had an emergency fund of $3,000 for the last 25 years, and I've never touched it. Now, I've had emergencies, but I've been able to cash flow them out of my income. So $100,000 just seems over the top to me. So what would I do? I'd probably cut the emergency fund back to maybe $25,000, maybe 6 months worth of your income, which would be $54,000. I mean, I don't know what worse emergency you could have than losing your job and it takes you 6 months to replace that income. Then you've got another $50,000, $60,000, whatever that number is, that you can do something else with. Now, the good news is you've already been maxing out the other stuff. I would want to fill gaps in your portfolio. $50,000 can fill a lot of very big gaps. So I would start with the basics. What risks have you not managed? Do you have disability coverage? Oh, because if you get disabled and there's no disability coverage, you don't have a $90,000 income anymore once whatever your sick pay or whatever runs out. So I'd want to manage risk first. You might be able to put that money into a linked benefits life insurance policy, get some death benefits, get some disability and health care benefits, all at a cost of about the interest that you would earn in an emergency fund anyway, still have access to that money. So manage risk first. If you've got all the risks taken care of, then I would look at where in my investment portfolio am I light? Where am I lacking? And because this is post-tax money, I would want to find a tax-efficient investment. Master Limited Partnerships, for example. Many of them are selling at deep discounts right now, and most of that money comes back to you on a tax-advantaged basis. If you buy municipal bonds because you're in a decent tax bracket, that could be a relatively safe place to fill a gap. So manage risk first, fill gaps second, have an emergency fund, but I would cut it back. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. I'm out of time. God bless you all. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.